You know, singing the national anthem is so much a part of sporting events that it became news when the Dallas Mavericks stopped playing it at the start of their preseason games. That is until yesterday when the NBA reasserted their policy that all games must start with the anthem. And for more, we're joined by Here and Now sports analyst Mike Pesca. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist at Slate.com. Hey there.
Hello.
Okay, so last night's game between the Mavericks and the Atlanta Hawks opened with the Star Spangled Banner once again. But this all goes back to Mark Cuban, who owns the Mavericks. He explained his decision of not starting the games with the national anthem on ESPN last night. Let's listen.
I stand for the national anthem. My hand is always over my heart. We've supported the National Flag Foundation and done work with them. You know, that isn't the issue at all. The real issue is how do you express the voices of those who feel the anthem doesn't represent them or causes them consternation?
Mike Cuban claims that he actually consulted with NBA Commissioner Adam Silver. What explains the NBA's sudden reversal?
Well, I don't think it was a sudden reversal. I think what Mark Cuban, who is one of the smarter owners in sports, what he was doing was questioning an assumption. The assumption is, you know, the anthem is always played. Of course it is. Except if you go to places overseas before there are sporting events, I'm not talking about a national team, just two club teams playing. They won't be playing their national anthem. And though it's always been done, the question is why? And then it became a flashpoint with kneeling and maybe thrusting a decision upon players or a source of stress upon players that they'd have to kneel, that they'd get criticism for kneeling. And Cuban just sort of ripped that up. He consulted with members of his own team and his own community. He said, what do you think about this? Several of the players and other people in the Dallas community says, I think it does not serve our worldview or does not play into our interest to always play the anthem. So he said, okay, I'm going to undo this assumption. And he did it for 15 games and it wasn't really noticed. It's kind of remarkable. Yeah. And in fact, it parallels Colin Kaepernick, who didn't stand for the anthem for several games before anyone noticed. Then it, of course, becomes a flashpoint. And now he's explaining why he did this. He is going back to playing the anthem. You know, though it doesn't make sense, think about the logos of all three major North American sports leagues, the NBA, the Major League Baseball, the NFL. The colors of those logos are all red, white, and blue. They want to be wrapped up with Americana. But I did see, I don't know if there's a coda, but I did see a headline on Fox Sports saying this stance means that Mark Cuban will never be president. So I didn't know that was in the offing. But cue the Hamilton song, right? You're never going to be president.
Right. I mean, I hear what you're saying about this is not necessarily an NBA reversal, but does this indicate to you at all that the NBA is dialing back its support of racial justice and racial justice protesters who kind of push the NBA to be thinking more deeply about this?
I don't think so, because Adam Silver always made clear that they always had a policy and they would always be playing the anthem. One of the things the NFL got in trouble with is they didn't have a clear policy. So Adam Silver always said, we will play the anthem, and has always said, and we will support our players, not only right to kneel, but inclination to kneel. So none of that has changed. When this happens with Dallas, he's in a position, do we now reverse the policy or say that any individual, you know, initiating their own carve out of the policy is okay? So as commissioner, he, I think, was right to say, no, we have to follow the rules. But remember, the rules are that we support players kneeling and making other statements of social justice.
Yeah. And Mark Cuban says that the Mavericks will still listen to community members regarding the anthem and kind of get them to weigh in on this. Meanwhile, the NBA wants to get more fans to in-person games this season. How do they plan to accomplish this?
Well, they're going along with the pace of the pandemic. And, you know, in New York State, Andrew Cuomo, they did open restaurants for limited indoor dining. And he announced that the Knicks and Nets can start having fans in a couple of weeks. I'm looking at the NBA attendance report. Currently, there are only 10 teams that allow fans in their arenas. And the highest average attendance is the Toronto Raptors. Wait, you're saying Toronto Raptors? Well, they're playing this year in Tampa. And that average attendance is only 3,000. So it will be spacing. California will not be allowing their teams to host fans. And it is basically just looking at the course of the pandemic and making their policy based on that.
Before I let you go, I want to talk about college basketball, specifically Howard University had to cancel their season due to the coronavirus after securing that top prospect, McCore Maker. He made a point actually of attending the historically black university to encourage other black athletes to do the same. This is a big deal.
Oh, this is a shame. This is just such a shame, because when Maker said, I'm going to attend Howard, this wasn't just an unusual school to attend. Howard is a historically black college. They don't have anywhere near the funding of the big schools. They don't play in a power conference. They haven't had a winning season since 2001, 2002. And Maker isn't just a good player. He's a five-star player, one of the best.
Right,
and
right.
Now, because of the pandemic, he won't get the chance to play for them.
Mike Pesca, Here and Now sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, as always. Thank you.
You're welcome.